Good morning, colleagues. This morning's session is called to order. This morning, we will continue with our discussions under item 5 of the agenda. This morning on panel 6, on other measures that could contribute to taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. This panel will of course, focus on OP3, operative paragraph 3 of the resolution 7033, to identify other measures that could contribute to taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. Before we proceed, I would just like to acknowledge the presence of Mr. Michael Douglas, the UN Messenger for Peace, who is in the public gallery on my left, your right. This morning, we will discuss other measures, like I said, and you will recall that during our first meeting in February, many measures were identified which could help take forward the process, including trust and confidence building measures to create conditions necessary to facilitate further major reductions in nuclear arsenals, as well as the consolidation and strengthening of existing nuclear weapons free zones and the establishment of new ones, the establishment of a robust and reliable international verification regime that would become necessary when the world engages into the complete elimination of nuclear weapons was also raised and considered. Other proposals included the call for negotiation and adoption of a universal and legally binding instrument on negative security assurances. As we have been discussing over the past 2 weeks, the issue of the security dimension was also raised. Therefore, this morning we will commence with a discussion on reviewing the role of nuclear weapons in the security and other contexts of the 21st century. In this regard, we are very honored and pleased to have with us two distinguished panelists. On my right, of course, is General James Cartwright, a leader of the Global Zero Movement to eliminate nuclear weapons and chairs its Commission on Nuclear Risk Reduction, an international group of former senior military commanders, former defense secretaries, and nuclear security experts from nuclear armed states and their allies working to develop practical measures to reduce the catastrophic risks of nuclear weapons use. General Cartwright retired from active duty in September 2011 after 40 years of service in the United States Marine Corps. He served as commander, U.S. Strategic Command, before being nominated and appointed as the 8th Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the second highest military office in the United States. On his right is Mr. Paul Ingram, who is the Executive Director of the British American Security Information Council, which works with officials and civil society towards a secure world free from the threat of nuclear weapons. BASIC, as the organization is called, the council is called, seeks to encourage moves away from a reliance on nuclear weapons within national security doctrines, strong international measures to assure non-proliferation, and stronger international conditions and global public opinion that underpin this. Recently, Paul established and managed the BASIC Trident Commission, made up of senior UK politicians, military diplomats, and other experts to explore the options facing the UK as it prepares to renew its Trident system. I first give the floor to General Cartwright, sir.
Thank you.